live from Grove Hill, the Premier Dental Arts Morning News Express, featuring Nate Saunders with the news, Diana Gibson traffic, and many others too numerous to mention. Now your hosts, Bob Miller and Ryan Hedrick.
Oh yeah, that's us. It is the Premier Dental Arts Morning News Express, 812 at WFMD. Good morning, Ryan's in Shine, up and Adam, and welcome to Friday the 13th.
Yeah, Bob, guess what?
It's Friday!
Yeah.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, only great things are going to happen, and we have a very busy hour straight ahead. Coming up in 7 minutes, we have the story that we broke, actually, a couple of months ago. A local pastor, his name's Phil Graves, he's a pastor at a Baptist church in Brunswick, successfully reunited with his adopted Ukrainian daughter, and we'll share his story as we talk one-on-one with him. Coming up in 7 minutes. What a tremendous story. Yeah. I can't wait to hear.
And to go over during this period of time is, you know, that took some guts to do that too. But I guess when it's your daughter, you know, you do whatever it takes, right?
Yeah, and very scary because right after we got off the air with him, I think, what, like a month and a half, 2 months ago, there was news from Fox News that the Russians had bombed an orphanage in Ukraine, and I hesitated to text him, but I thought he needed to know, and he immediately checked and confirmed to me that she was safe, and, you know, our prayers were answered, and again, he was reunited with her yesterday, and it's just it's a great story.
Yep.
When I was at the airfield yesterday at the East Coast Military Vehicle Rally, there were was some Polish reenactors and a gentleman that I met yesterday that bought a Polish tank from World War II, and he was talking to me about the reality of Poland and Ukraine, and he said that Poland will never close its borders to Ukrainians as more than 1 million people have fled Ukraine looking for safety amid the attack that Russia has launched. I think we're like 80 days into the attack now, so... Ukraine is devastated right now. But again, Phil Graves bringing his daughter home to Brunswick, and we're very grateful that he did.
I kind of got lost at he bought a Polish tank.
Yeah, so...
I don't know if I could text my wife and say, honey, I just bought a Polish tank.
Right? Yeah, that event is happening right now. So there were there's so many things from World War II that are represented at the Hagerstown Airport on display right now. And one of them is a little mini Polish tank. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, can't wait to see it. All right, it is the Morning News Express, 8:15 at WFMD.
9:30 WFMD Sports Update.
All right, it's a big night in Washington, D.C. as the Washington Capitals fight for their playoff lives against the Florida Panthers. As the Panthers up 3-2 in that best-of-7 series, coming off a 5-3 victory a couple of nights ago. We do not expect Tom Wilson to play. We do expect TJ Oshie to play. He's been playing great hockey. Local baseball playoff action is well underway in Frederick County. And yesterday, Thomas Johnson shutting out Frederick 6-0. Linganore over North Hagerstown 10-0. South Hagerstown 5-2. Victors over Oakdale. In the 1A West Regional, Brunswick's shutting out Smithsburg 3-0. Walkersville 11-1 winners over Oakland Mills, and Hammond over Middletown 7-4. Up a couple of levels in the big leagues, the Orioles over the Cardinals 3-2. They begin a series with Detroit, and the Nationals falling to the Mets 4-1. They begin a home series with the best team in baseball, the Houston Astros, tonight, 8:16 at WFMD. It is the Morning News Express, Rise and Shine. Good Friday morning to you. It is May 13, 2022. Bob Miller, Ryan Hedrick, and yeah, as baby. Promised, we welcome to the show Pastor Phil Graves from Brunswick, and he brought home his adopted Ukrainian daughter, Bridget, yesterday. Phil, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you, sir? You got to be walking on clouds today.
Well, I'm trying to get over some jet lag, but I'm getting over it in the clouds for sure.
Yeah, tell us all about reuniting with Bridget. I mean, you spoke to us a couple of months ago, and the future of the adoption was very much up in the air at that point. The war had just begun. We're 80 days into the war, but she's home safe in Brunswick. Tell us about the minute that you wrapped your arms around her.
Oh, it was so good. We had to fly to Poland, hitchhike across the border, get a drive from western Ukraine to Kyiv, get on a night train. While we were in Kyiv, before we got on the train, some Russian missiles actually landed about a half a kilometer from us. We got on a night train, rode the train down to Zaporizhia, the city where her orphanage was, went to court, got the decree, got back on the night train, went back to Kyiv, signed some more documents, got in a car, went to western Ukraine, Lviv, where she'd been evacuated a few weeks before, went to her orphanage where they were staying and busted her out, signed some more paperwork. While we were signing paperwork, air raid sirens were going off, but nobody seemed to be too bothered. Put her in a car, went to a hotel, spent the night in Lviv area, and then got on a bus and rode 9 hours across the western Ukraine to Poland, across the border, and into Warsaw, and spent about 10, 11 days in Warsaw getting all the visa paperwork taken care of because she's Ukrainian, and we couldn't get her a Ukrainian passport because of the war. We had to get like an emergency travel document from the U.S. Embassy in Warsaw. So that took some time, and then the doctor's stuff. And then yesterday we flew from Warsaw through Vienna to Dulles, and it was a long trip, but so worth it. It was like sprinting to grab your child and then carrying them back across the finish line. It was scary, but I would do it 10 more times if I had to.
And that's an amazing story. Now, I got to ask the question because obviously there might be some language barriers, but how long have you known Brittany before you were able to pick her up?
Bridget,
I'm sorry. Bridget.
So we started the adoption process in January of 2021.
Okay.
And we went to Ukraine in December to meet her. We saw her for maybe 2 or 3 hours total and then came home and then didn't see her again in person until we picked her up at her orphanage. So she has a rudimentary understanding of just a few words in English. Everything else is Google Translate and pointing.
Incredible story. We're talking to Phil Graves here. He adopted a Ukrainian girl, and while the war was going on, he didn't know where she was. A few times she was evacuated. She was eventually evacuated to Lviv, correct, Phil?
Yes.
And there she stayed with how many children? Describe the scene, the orphanage. I mean, and you sounded so calm. As you said, air raid sirens were going off. I couldn't be so calm, Phil.
Well, when I was outside getting some clothes for her to take her away from the orphanage, because you want to leave the orphanage with as much as possible. And basically, I looked around, and people were just walking down the street. Kids were playing. So it seems like it had just become an everyday event. I mean, no missiles actually landed anywhere near where we were. So you just kind of get used to it, I guess. If nobody else is freaking out, why should I freak out?
Yeah.
Actually, air raid sirens went on while we were in court.
How much does she understand that you are her new parents, and what are maybe your expectations moving forward in this process of getting her acclimated to the United States, acclimated to you and your wife Christy, and just becoming her new mom and dad.
The backstory is there's a nurse who visited her a couple times a week for basically the last 3 or 4 years. Prior to that, she'd been in the hospital with the nurse working there. And so that nurse and I developed a friendship on Facebook while we were working on the adoption. And so that nurse, her name is Marina, has been preparing Bridget for months for us to be her parents. So when we got there, she knew our names. She recognized us. She called us Mama and Papa. And when we got the first night we had her, we actually kept her with us in our room, and she slept between my wife and I. And it was, she's had her moments, just, being tired or not understanding. But for the most part, it's been a pretty smooth transition thus far. And So she's probably going to go to Walmart this morning, so she'll really be an American. My wife has some grocery shopping to do. You know, there will be moments, but this is our second adoption, so we knew what we were in for, and we are expecting our just love her through it. You know,
Phil,
she'll pick up English really fast. Kids are really good at that.
Is she traumatized by the events in Ukraine over the past 80 days? How much does she react to the peace and the quiet on American soil as opposed to what she just left?
Well, she was great in Poland. We just got in about 5 o'clock last night. So it was basically bring her home, get her meeting her siblings and her new dog, get her ready with the bath and putting her to bed. And then this morning she was up eating breakfast. So she hasn't had a lot of time in America, but I'm sure she'll be great. She's just a really, I don't want to say laid back, but just she goes with the flow kid. And we've really enjoyed spending time with her. That time in Poland was really good, that 12 days of just being able to spend time focused on her and getting to know her and her getting to know us. We went on some, you know, touristy things and bought her lots of ice cream. So hopefully she likes us by now.
Phil Graves joining the Morning News Express here. One more question from my end, Phil. Can you describe what you saw in Ukraine? I mean, we're seeing glimpses and snapshots of war-torn pieces of Ukraine and the aftermath of missile strikes. But in your own words, what did you see in Ukraine? How are those people living? What type of hell are they living through?
Well, so a lot of the country where there's no fighting, there are just like checkpoints from place to place, lots of tires and like iron crosses to stop people. You have to stop and maybe drive through. But as we got close to Kyiv, where they were, the Russians were several weeks ago, we saw lots of bombed out buildings. We saw several gas stations that had been destroyed. There was a Mary Kay factory that had been taken hit. We actually stopped and saw a Russian tank that had been destroyed. And so there's sections of the road where mines had been exploded. And so, and then, like I mentioned earlier, some missiles landed about a half a kilometer from us when we were in Kyiv. And so, but people have basically, our adoption facilitator, I was talking to him, he said the first 3 days he was really wound up. But then you just develop this is what it is, and you just got to live your life. And so most people are just doing the best they can and getting by day by day.
Yeah. This was a God-centered adoption. God made this possible. Thank you so much.
Oh, completely.
Yeah. Congratulations. And looking forward to meeting Bridget one day. And just wish the best for you and your family. Thanks for checking in with us.
Thank you. You said you had Roy Rogers. Maybe I'll bring her in and we'll grab a sandwich with you.
Yeah, that would be great. Hey, Phil, we'll catch up soon. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, Ryan. Thanks.
Yes.
Have a good day.
Mm-hmm. You as well. Phil Graves checking in. He adopted his Ukrainian daughter months ago, and that process came to fruition as they landed on American soil yesterday. He brought her home. She's in Frederick County this morning, safe and sound. 8:31. It is 8:41. Now it's 8:42 on WFMD, the Morning News Express. Bob Miller, Ryan Hedrick with you. And it's going to be a great weekend. If you're looking for some stuff to do locally, I have a couple of things for you. 48th Annual East Coast Military Vehicle Rally. And I will be broadcasting on the 4-State Focus Show that will air at 7 a.m. tomorrow. Really, really cool military vehicles on display. You could actually buy, show, swap, sell, and trade. And again, that's at the Hagerstown Airport. More information on that online. Check this out. The National Association of Letter Carriers will conduct its annual National Food Drive this Saturday. And it goes to feed millions of Americans. The Stamp Out Hunger Food Drive, the country's largest one-day food drive, provides residents with an easy way to donate food to those in need. Customers, all you need to simply do is leave a donation of a non-perishable food item by your mailbox tomorrow, and letter carriers will collect the food donations And this is a nationwide effort carried out by the United States Post Office. Also, check this out. The homemade country ham and bean soup and sub and country ham sandwich sale, that's a mouthful, right? In Middletown is set for May 18th. That's Wednesday. That's in 5 days from 11 to 6 at the MVFC Activities Building on One Fireman's Lane in Middletown. And then tomorrow, there's an all-you-can-eat barbecue rib and steam and fried shrimp festival happening. And that's from 5:30 to 7:30. And they're also going to play bingo. You could get tickets by calling 301-748-5359 or 301-271-3820. It's $25 per person. There's going to be beer and wine coolers. The door opens up at 4, and that's located in Thurmont at 13716 Stamford Road in Thurmont. So go be part of the community. Great events coming up. I'll tell you one thing about living in Frederick County. There's nothing at all that you won't be bored on the weekend is what I'm trying to say. You won't be bored at all. Well, it is Friday the 13th. We all know Friday the 13th is kind of spooky. And I was going through some events that have happened, some bad events that have happened, unfortunately. And the one that strikes me as real curious, a 13-year-old British boy was struck by lightning on Friday the 13th at 13:13 military time. That's crazy, right? According to the Daily Mail, the unnamed teenager struck by lightning while at an air show in England in 2010 and was treated only for burns on his shoulder. The hospital stated that he was set to make a full recovery. So that's good. It's 8:45 at WFMD. I hope that Friday the 13th is not an ominous, bad day for the Washington Capitals, because I really want to continue to see them play hockey. But they're down 3-2 in a best of 7 playing a Florida Panthers team that is relentlessly scoring goals against them. So let's preview that matchup right now in sports. 8:45 at WFMD.
9:30 WFMD Sports Update.
Yep, the Caps down 3-2, and Tom Wilson expected out with that lower body injury. TJ Oshie playing great hockey, has a few goals in the last 10 games. They will drop the puck at 7:30 from Capital One Arena in Washington, D.C. 3 NHL playoff games went to game 7s last night. The Bruins over the Hurricanes 5-2. That series tied at 3. The Lightning skating past the Maple Leafs in overtime 4-3. That series tied at 3. And the Oilers beating the Kings 4-2. That series headed to a game 7. The only team that advanced last night, the St. Louis Blues, skating past the Wild 5-1. They win that series. In the NBA playoffs, the Heat are going to the Eastern Conference Finals after beating the Sixers 99-90. And the Mavericks have forced a game 7, thumping the Suns 113-86. That's sports. 8:46 at WFMD.